Pastor Maria asked me to come up with a hymn that meant something to me when I was young and has continued to for up till now. So that was a little bit of a tough one for me because I don't know about you all. I was one of those people. I had a kind of a typical teenage experience, which was that was right at the time when church stopped making any sense to me, and so I stopped going. I went through high school because I was in the conflict avoidance, so I, you know, very dutifully went off the church. And then once I went off to college, I was done with church till about age 50. So I don't know if that's anybody else. I know there are a lot of people that are sort of like that, but that was me. But there was one song that sort of, you know, kind of linked everything through all of that time. And that's the one we're going to do, which is Down to the River to Pray. When I was still very much into church, which was more like junior high, I was a royal ambassador, an RA. Anybody know what they are? They still around? All right. That means they are still around. They were kind of like Cub Scouts for Baptists, so we would do outdoorsy stuff. And one time we were walking, I was from Baltimore, so we were in the Patapsco River Valley taking a hike there. And as we got to the Patapsco River, our leader just started singing this song. And I'd never heard it before, and I thought it was a really cool song. It's a great song to hike to, by the way, because it's got that rhythm to it. And it's very rhythmic, and it's repetitive, so that makes for a good hiking song. So I thought that was a good song. Long about the time then in high school, where I was still going to church, but I was then still, you know, pretty much tuned out, though, I got an album by Arlo Guthrie, which had this song on it, so again, I was reminded of when I was an RA, and I thought, that's a really good song. I was glad he did that one. Then I don't know if I'd heard it anymore until about the year 2000, which was that movie, that famous movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And there's that great scene with the baptism in the river, and they did this song. And again, that brought back memories for me of, first of all, Arlo Guthrie album, because that album was one of the ones that got me to think about learning the banjo, because the song right before Valley to Pray, which he called it on that album, not River to Pray, was a banjo-driven instrumental, and that really got me. And then the very next album I bought was by the Byrds, and again, I was a rocker, but here's this banjo-driven instrumental on that, and so I thought, you know, hippies are playing banjos, maybe I should get in on that action, so let's go for that. So that song reminded me, though, very much of back in those days. I loved seeing that song again in that movie. So it kind of brought me back to it. And, you know, who knows, that might have been just that one little thread that kept me hanging on till around the age of 50, around 2005, was when I started, you know, pondering the big questions. And that's a very dangerous thing because it led me to become a Christian, and I got baptized right over there in the sanctuary. And that was 5 years later. But anyway, here we go. And we're going to sing it together. Let me point out one thing on the third verse there. That second line's got more of a mouthful than you'll have seen in the other two. And the cadence on that is, I went up on the mountain and I just got to say, oh, Lord, show me the way. Okay, got that?